We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Traveling preacher man? Where did you? Who is this? Who is this?
It's a man named Willie Small.
Traveling preacher man?
Yes, sir.
Boy, that is... Devin, you're amazing. And you know who else is amazing? The actual travel preacher.
Yeah.
DJ David Josephson, who normally produces. He's in Houston right now. DJ, welcome back. We miss you, man.
Paul, I heard that you're not saving all the snow. I was hoping to get back and have more snow than when I left, but it sounds like that's not going to happen.
Well, when are you back?
I'll be back Sunday or early Monday, I think.
Yeah, there's still going to be snow left. It's going to be a little mushy next week, but you were there for... You were home. You were in Minnesota for peak snow, and yep. I'm really glad you timed it, your trip to Houston, when you did. If you had gone a week earlier, it would have been a whole different experience. Is everybody doing okay where you are now?
Well, look, Paul, a week and a half ago, you talked to my friend Hannah, who lives in Houston, and you talked to her. She just had power back in her house, and she had just discovered a pipe that had broken when she talked to you on the radio a week ago Tuesday. I'm in Hannah's house right now, and the power's back on. The pipe is already fixed. Everything's fine. I stepped away from the grill outside because it's about 74, down from a high of 78. We're grilling some chicken thighs and about to have dinner with our families. But it's amazing. We all heard about Houston and Texas and snow and ice and all of that, and by the time I got down here on Monday, it was like nothing had happened. I even went to the grocery store just a few minutes ago, and everything's fully stocked. Not to say that it wasn't a serious situation and devastating for a lot of Texans, but it's amazing what a few days in the 60s and 70s will do to make everything, you know, largely back to normal, at least in most areas. The only evidence of the storm was that as we were driving down, there was no snow left in Texas, but we drive by some lakes, especially around the Dallas area, that were frozen. And it was a weird sight. It was sunny and, you know, maybe 50s at that time. But there was lakes that were frozen in Texas. And that was kind of a wild scene, but really the only evidence of the winter storms that hit about a week ago here.
Well, thank God. Thank God it warmed up quickly for folks in Texas. They're obviously just not equipped to deal with severe cold, severe snow and ice. But you drove down, and I know you broke it up. You spent a night in Wichita. You've got two little girls, an amazing wife, Katrina, but what, you have almost a three-year-old. Winter's almost three, and you've got Caper, who's an infant. I admire your bravery. What takeaways from your road trip, and what, if anything, would you do different, DJ?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a few things, and I've traveled with, you know, with family and friends and a lot of different people, but doing it with two kids under three is an undertaking. And look, our kids are used to it. We have them traveling from when they were young. But one of the things that I learned is that as much as I want to go at my pace and map out the whole thing and drive for 4 or 5 hours at a stretch, it's really important to listen to the people that are with you and the infants that are with you and the toddlers that are with you. And, you know, one of the things I did was I would get gas almost every time we stop. So I'm putting $10, $15 in of gas because, look, when everybody falls asleep, I want to just drive as long as I can. But when the kids need to get out and run around, you know, we got to some places in Oklahoma and the sun was out and it was 42 degrees and my toddler wanted to run around on the grass. Well, you know, I'm not going to shove her back in the car seat and say, nope, clock's ticking, we got to go. You know, you let her run around. That's what you got to do, even though that wasn't on my playbook of how this road trip's going to go. Hey, Texas is there. Let's get there faster. That's not how it goes. So whether it's the toddler or the infant or my wife, you got to listen to the people you're with and sort of go at their pace or at the pace of the group, I should say. And, you know, that didn't mean we turned an 18-hour drive into 26 hours or anything like that. You know, it took us an hour plus by the time you add in a few stops and things like that. But, you know, that's a hard thing for me to get over. I want to do it my way and stop where I want to stop. And that does not work when you've got a couple of little kids with. So that's the first thing I would say I learned on this.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So my takeaway, have a plan. It's good to have a plan, but bake flexibility into that plan, especially when you're driving with small kids, right? You can't go as fast as you want to go. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing I think was important is to you have to play hype man to a certain extent because, look, it your kids don't know what they're supposed to be excited about when they're 3 years old. And, you know, one of our favorite stops on the way down was we just saw a sign that said fried pies on the side of the road, and we hadn't seen – you know, we needed dinner. We don't know what that means. So we stopped for fried pies. But I don't know what that means. It's dough wrapped around some filling and it's fried. And I guess it's a thing in southern Oklahoma. I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me that it's really cool. And it was fine. But we hyped up those fried pies. We got out. There was a swing. There was I sent you a picture of a Bigfoot that was at the fried pie stand. And we walked around that place. They had a tree that was dropping pecans. So we crushed open some pecans on the side of this creek in southern Oklahoma. And this thing that's, you know, it was just a little wooden sign with some red painted letters on it. But we hyped that thing up. And it was one of the things that our 2.5-year old will remember most about the drive was this silly stop on the side of the road. But it's because we decided this is going to be one of our highlights today. We're going to talk about it. We're going to hype it up and get playing. And at the end of the day, it was one of my favorites too. Because look, you enjoy where you are. It's local there, and you buy it. You buy a little bit. You say yes, get the beaten path, and dive in. And it ends up being a highlight, even though it's just a smudge on the map for most people.
Yeah, but you sold it too. You're a good salesman, right? I mean, you hyped it up and you turned that into a memorable moment. Good for you. We've got about a minute left. Anything else you want to include? And I have to ask you, what was your favorite age? Is it right now, your current age?
Oh, man, that's a great question we should get into when I'm in again next week. To me, that's an impossible question. I don't know. I loved middle school. I loved high school. But to say if this is my perfect age or not, boy, that's a really hard question. I guess my hope is that the next age, my hope is that a year or two from now is a better age. And I think that's a good attitude to always have. But, Paul, we don't have another minute. We're already a minute late for the break. What are you doing?
Well, you were fascinating. I wanted to let you go on.
Okay, one more tip then. One more tip. There's tolls. Most places, a lot of places you drive, Texas, Kansas, they all have tolls. Consider not taking the tolls. On your GPS on your phone, select the no tolls option. It's usually like 10 minutes longer. And sure, you save a few dollars, but you save the hassle of figuring out the Texas toll system and the Kansas toll system. And do they take cash? Is there an app? Do I got to get the sticker? Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Consider not taking the tolls. That's my last tip for you on your next road trip.
Thank God we don't have tolls in Minnesota, Chicago.
Yeah,
I once got stuck at a toll booth in Chicago. I didn't have change. I had nothing on me. And I just sat there paralyzed for like 15 minutes, and there were like 50 irate Chicagoans behind me all honking their horn. Eventually, one of the guys behind me just said, pull forward, I'll pay your damn toll.
Yeah.
And I was traumatized by that. Since then, I always have loose change in the vehicle, but I don't miss the tolls.
Now a lot of places won't take your loose change. It's no cash. True. It says it right when you get on. So, man, skip the hassle. Unless it's like saving you gobs and gobs of time, skip the tolls. It'll just avoid a headache.
Great advice from the traveling preacher, David Josephson. Have fun in Houston, and looking forward to having you back next week, buddy.
Okay, thanks, Paul. See you next week.
Thanks, DJ. Safe travels.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.